This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu. There we heard the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, led by Leonard Slatkin and violinist Pincus Zukerman, with a famous tune by Sir Edward Elgar, Salut d'Amour, or Love's Greeting, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and thanks for joining me. Classical music continues here in the noon hour. We've got, coming up, music by Johann Pachelbel, a little something other than his famous canon in D major for you, with the Minstrelsy Ensemble, and a vibrant suite by Gershwin, An American in Paris, also still to come. Right now, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conductor Asa Pekkasalanen and pianist Yefim Bromfman have a concerto for us written in 1957 by Dmitri Shostakovich, the second concerto he wrote for piano in 1957, which at the time was dedicated to his son Maxime on his 19th birthday, the very soloist who premiered the piece The Moscow Conservatory. Piano Concerto No. 2 by Shostakovich next on KPR. Music by Dmitri Shostakovich and his second piano concerto, completed in the late 1950s, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Asa Pekkasalanen, with pianist Yefim Bromfman on Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 now, and in just a few minutes, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, they'll have for us a suite by George Gershwin, An American in Paris. That's in just a little while, on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. And Nieuwand House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nieuwandhouse.com. Sunny skies and, here on the KU campus, 61 degrees. Today around 66 should be our high. Tonight becomes a little cloudy again, and we have a slight chance of showers very late this evening with a low of 50. Much better chance of showers for tomorrow morning and afternoon. Tomorrow's high should be around 63. Looks like an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night. We've got something for you now by the composer Johann Pachelbel. Something other than his famous canon in D major. The man wrote other stuff as well, and we'll listen to a partita composed of four parts, Adagio, Aria, Trezza, and Chaconne in C. Here's the ensemble Minstrelsy on Kansas Public Radio. That's the ensemble Minstrelsy and a partita, Adagio, Aria, Trezza, and Chaconne in C by Johann Pachelbel on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 12:40, 20 minutes to go until our next NPR news update, and we've got the classics until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Quick question for you. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling an old car or truck or motorcycle? One choice that you always have is to donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from its sale will help fund our programs. You can learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. We have next the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and some music written by George Gershwin in 1928. Gershwin had spent a good deal of time in Paris and wrote this jazz-influenced symphonic poem to evoke the sights and energy of the French capital. We'll hear An American in Paris with the New Zealand Symphony and conductor James Judd on KPR. An American in Paris, one of George Gershwin's creations from 1928, played by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, their conductor James Judd on KPR. Almost 1 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News. And in the next hour, along with music by Wagner and Telemann, we have Dvorak and his violin concerto. That's all ahead on KPR. All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
14 points, the NASDAQ up 330. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra, violinist Ashley Horn and conductor Richard Alden Clark. They gave us that little tune for violin and orchestra called Fiddler's Jig by composer Henry Cowell on Kansas Public Radio. In just a little bit, there'll be a bit more American music for flute and strings, pieces for you by Arthur Foote. We have as well the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra bringing us a sublime concertino for bassoon and orchestra, a bit later from Italian composer Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari. That's all just ahead on Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Some fun next with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Maris Janssens. We'll hear the Emperor Waltz, music by Johann Strauss Jr. on Kansas Public Radio. Enthusiastic applause for the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Maris Janssens bringing us The Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. on Kansas Public Radio. 2:19 now, and on the way is the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll be with us in the second half of the hour, and we've got a concertina for bassoon and orchestra by Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. The show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MaselliesOnline.com. And Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit BlueCollarPress.com. 61 degrees now on the KU campus, warming up to 66 today, sky's sunny. For tonight, becoming cloudy, with a chance of showers late tonight and a low of 50 degrees. Looks like tomorrow has a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning and afternoon. High of 63 and showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday night, 80% chance of showers then. We're with a fine group of musicians now, and we've got some 19th Century American Chamber Music by Arthur Foote, two pieces for flute and string quartet. This will be brought to us by flutist Carol Winsense and violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, playing viola Sheila Brown and cellist Brooks Whitehouse on Kansas Public Radio. Two pieces for flute and string quartet, composed by American composer Arthur Foote, played by flutist Carol Winsense, violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, playing viola Sheila Brown and cellist Brooks Whitehouse on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us on a Wednesday afternoon. When you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with your ongoing monthly gift and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, they're up next, and they've got something by the Italian operatic composer Ermanno Wolf Ferrari, something that he wrote in 1933 to give the bassoon a chance to sing, a sweet concertino for bassoon and orchestra. Here is the BBC Philharmonic, the bassoonist Karen Geoghegan, as well on KPR. Sweet concertino for bassoon and orchestra in F major, music by Ermanno Wolf Ferrari. We listen to the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and bassoonist Karen Geoghegan on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 3 p.m., and time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks, as always, for joining me for Classics in the Afternoon. There's a bit more classical music this evening from 7 to 9 p.m., and I'll have a little more classical music for you at the usual time tomorrow at noon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at Kansas Public Radio. org. We have a slight chance of showers this evening. Cloudy skies, a low of 50. 40% chance of showers for tomorrow. Showers likely tomorrow night. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems, such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com.